Change to Strange. Create a Great Organization by Building a Strange Workforce. Author, Daniel M. Cable. To nail down a competitive advantage, your organization needs to do or create something distinctive that customers find valuable. Most organizations build workforces that really are not that different from their competitors. Most organizations treat their people just about the same as most other organizations. In fact, companies deliberately benchmark their people practices to the industry average. Not surprisingly, there's nothing particularly distinctive about most organizations' workforces, and nothing the organization produces is particularly noteworthy from a customer standpoint. Nothing very strange. If your competitive advantage depends on your people creating something valuable and distinctive, then your workforce can't be normal. To get your extraordinary results, you're going to have to build yourself a workforce that is extraordinary in a way that customers care about. Maybe having a strange workforce sounds a little risky to you because being different from normal doesn't sound comfortable and doesn't sound like you'd fit in. A strange workforce is what makes customers say, "I want that," and give you their money. People is competitive advantage. Lots of companies claim that people are their competitive advantage. It's funny when they make this claim, because many of the people who lead those companies don't know what it means. The person in charge of your most important asset may not do much thinking about competitive advantage, and may not even know who your competition is. There may not be anyone in your company thinking about the ways your people need to be strange. How can a workforce give an organization a competitive advantage? First, your workforce obviously must create something valuable to the marketplace and that customers want so much. Second, your workforce creates something rare and unique so that it sets your organization apart. Third, to develop and keep a competitive advantage over a long period of time, you need to offer something valuable, rare, and hard to imitate, something that competitors can't see or maybe can't understand. Organizational outcomes. Without a clear vision of what winning looks like, you and your strange workforce have to deal with the pain of doing something hard and often painful without knowing why. Organizations' outcomes are what you measure to know whether you're winning in the way you want to win or not. Don't confuse means with ends. If you think of everything your organization does and creates as means, then the organization outcomes are the ends. This may not seem like a complicated idea, but lots of leaders seem confused by it. But when it comes to articulating and testing your theory of winning, it's important to keep means and ends separate. You have to develop metrics that, as a system, represent the success of your organization. These metrics should reflect the results of your organization's unique goals and strategy. There are four sets of questions that you should focus your leadership team on to expose your organizational outcomes. Question set 1. The customer and the marketplace. Who do we serve? Who is our target customer? In what arena will we be most active? The goal of this first set of questions is to make your group have an objective forthright discussion about whom your organization exists to serve. Question set 2. Competitor awareness. Who else is trying to serve our target customers? Who or what is threatening our existence as an institution? Who or what is our competition? And what do we take from them when we beat them into the ground? The point with this set of questions is to figure out who or what could serve your intended customers better than you and take them from you. Question 3. The change to strange. What do we do that is strange? What outcomes are we willing to pursue that our competitors would classify as dumb? What risks are we willing to take that other businesses think are not worth taking? This set of questions helps you and your leadership team talk and maybe fight about how your organization differentiates itself. Performance drivers. Performance drivers are what cause your organizational outcomes to move. They specify what customers need to notice and think about your organization in order to make them choose you over your competition. Developing, measuring, and enacting your performance drivers will not be easy, but it will give you an incredible insight into what your organization is creating and not creating in order to differentiate you. Attract your customers and win. It will bring discipline to the words and ideas that are your strategy, and you'll be able to track and manage the extent to which your strategy is being enacted. Here's what you need to do to figure out your own organization's performance drivers. 1. Hold your organizational outcomes meeting. 2. Soon after your organizational outcomes event, hold another meeting with the same group. 3. For each of the organizational outcomes that you have developed. Strange workforce deliverables. The point is to build a strange workforce, but it is not enough to be just any type of strange. If your workforce is strange in ways that customers don't care about, it won't work. Strange must be disciplined and developed into what it takes to impress customers and leave competitors behind in a sustainable way. Creating market value depends on your workforce capabilities. Workforce capabilities may sound like a mouthful, but it really just means what your people are strangely good at doing. If you're a sole proprietor, and you're your only employee, then off you go to personally do all of the strange things that will make customers notice your organization and want to give you their money. If you lead an organization of employees, then you as a conductor need to figure out exactly who has to act strange in what ways and at what times to make your performance drivers happen. Workforce-wide strange deliverables. Lots of firms think that they have the answer to this question, and they call them core values, or sometimes, core competencies. They usually have about 8 of them, and they usually include teamwork, integrity, initiative, and accountability. And excellence. Don't forget excellence. If this sounds like your list, then you're in a very good company. The first problem is that this is not a place where you want to be in a good company. These certainly are nice, useful traits to have in a workforce, in the same way that electricity is useful to have. The second problem is that these workforce characteristics probably are not tightly linked to your performance driver metrics because vague workforce traits like initiative are not the best way to game your unique performance drivers. I think I hear another call for a leadership meeting. You and your leadership team need to build consensus around 3 sets of questions. Your goal is to find a way for your organization to take risks that you think are intelligent, your customers value, and that your competitors will not or cannot pursue. Many organizations are trying to execute a strategy with a workforce that was created to solve different types of problems that existed in the past. If there is a slippage between your workforce characteristics and your performance drivers, this is a common problem and is nothing to be ashamed of. You can't get your strategy executed until you fix it. You either need to change the strategy or change the way your workforce acts.